Next up, we have the man with, I would argue, the probably the awesomest beard in the room, Chris Crotwell. Look at that. Look at that. This is amazing.
Well, thank you. You know, homeless people Aaron say that all podcast. The time.
No one else knows.
Well, I'll post pictures, and then people will know.
Hi, right, so the theme was annual, and my birthday's in 2 days.
Yay! Yeah.
And so, this is not necessarily a story about my birthday. It's a story that the temporal accident of when my birthday is made happen. A story of transformation and shame. So every year when I was little, one thing ruined my birthday. And it wasn't Thanksgiving. It was the Iron Bowl. My family didn't care about football. And I don't know if you know what the Iron Bowl is. If you're from Alabama, every year this is a contest of good and evil. It's a religious rite. It's a crucible of fandom. It's intense. And it's a big deal to everybody. But, you know, not to my family. They didn't really care. And I didn't like football. And I especially didn't like it because I never got to have a birthday Saturday the entire time I was growing up. Never. Do you know what party I wanted? Dinosaurs. I wanted a fucking dinosaur party. But you can't have a dinosaur party because that Saturday, every year, people are drinking, eating barbecue, and watching something on TV that you can't understand. And it just seems stupid. Why does everyone like this? Why are they so passionate? I just chalked it up as a symptom of the same mania that made everyone go to church on Sunday and think that turnip greens were edible. I didn't understand it. It was so confusing. And just to give you a taste, it's such a big deal that my elementary school, every week for the Iron Bowl, the whole week, everyone was mandated to wear the colors for the team that they supported. As someone that didn't care, this is very confusing for me. You can't show up wearing nothing. That's like the looks you get from people when you don't take communion. Very uncomfortable. I don't like that feeling. So my grandparents, and this is something to know, they weren't around a whole lot. They had other grandkids. They're called the Auburn Tigers, and I say this with enormous shame now. My grandparents are famous in Auburn, Alabama. They've had the same spot on the Tiger Walk, which is the play, this is the way the Tigers get to the stadium, for over 40 years now. So they provided me with a tiny little Auburn outfit and a little hat and the goofy little jersey. And it makes me sick now. I can see that little kid hating football, not caring, being forced to wear a dorky little outfit so that people didn't look at him sideways. And he was wrong. He was wrong. When I got to college, for the first 2 years, I still sort of had a retrograde hate for football. It was a pain in the ass. It brought all these people into town who didn't go to college there. They got drunk, they tore everything up, and they took all my parking. And it's just obnoxious. But you can't feel that way forever when you're somewhere like Tuscaloosa, Alabama. You can't feel that way for long. I remember one day, and I can't pinpoint the exact day, one day, somewhere in my sophomore year, I looked around and I said, "This is beautiful! It's beautiful!" And from then on, with all of the passion and zealotry, like someone who recently converted to Catholicism, I love the Crimson Tide. I love them with a passion. I understand now why people use the word "we" when they say "we won." When I was little, I was like, "You didn't do anything." No, it is we. It's us. It's unity. It's passion. And it is religious. It's intense. It's as close as I get to watching something with unfailing certitude and self-righteousness and know that we're the good guys. Fuck those Barners. Auburn ain't shit. And so, a couple years ago, I had my dinosaur party. I had it. And it was great. I went to McWayne Center, which is a children's museum in Birmingham. I watched an IMAX movie called Sea of Monsters about plesiosaurs. It was amazing. But a couple days later, I had a whole hell of a lot more fun watching the Iron Bowl. And so I'll leave you with this, a couple words of wisdom. Bear Bryant said, "I ain't never been nothing but a winner." And I firmly believe that. And then two of the most important phrases in my life, "Hail Saban, Roll Tide." Yeah.
So yesterday was a pretty good day for you, huh, Chris?
Oh. That's a good day.
Yeah.